Star News is here with one of the Rector candidates, Colin Fox. Now, first of all, you ran for this position back in 2008, so what inspired you to run again this year?
Well, actually, the students approached me and asked me to stand. I felt the last time that, you know, I'd stood and probably that was it, but I think I was inspired. Really, we came so close the last time, we did so well, and actually, so little has changed in the 3 years regarding fees, accommodation, and the concerns of students about these issues are probably even more acute and more passionate now than they were 3 years ago, so I thought that's probably necessary. I mean, they had approached others, I wasn't battering down their door to do it again, I felt I'd done my shot, but they asked me to stand and said others hadn't, you know, stepped up to the plate and would they do it, and I said yeah, I'd be delighted. It was terrific the last time and it's been thoroughly enjoyable this time too.
So what for you is so special about St Andrews?
What for me is so special, but well, it's unique, isn't it? Everybody in Scotland knows St Andrews is unique. I mean, it's famous for its university. It's obviously famous for golf also, but I think it's, you know, the age of the place, the atmosphere of the place, the reputation it has for a superb university education. A St Andrews degree goes a long way. And I suppose my candidacy is I want more of that. I want more people to get that opportunity. And why not?
So what do you feel are the main issues that are facing students in St Andrews?
Well, by a mile, it's the impoverishment of students nowadays. You know, they're indebted. £9,000 for the rest of the UK students, you know. When I was at university, you were paid to go. I know that sounds like another world now. You got a grant, you got a housing benefit. The government rightly saw that it was in the country's best interest for as many kids to get a university education as they could. When they came out with a degree, they got a better job, bigger wages, they paid more taxes. Hey, clever. And it's what's still done in Northern Europe, it's what's still done in Scandinavia. But now we have enormous debts. You know, students are leaving university with the equivalent of a mortgage to pay off in debts to the university, as well as the taxes and as well as the other bills. That's not progress. And I'm determined to, if I do nothing else, I'll highlight that that's not progress. I'll highlight that inequity and actually think that I speak to students across the length and breadth of Britain, and I know they're livid about this, and I'm doing what I can to highlight that point of view and do what I can to change it, because it's about changing it, not just worshipping where we are or saying we can't change it, because we can.
As the rector, you will be the head of the university court, mm-hmm. and that's obviously the body that's just made the decision on tuition fees to mm-hmm. set them at £9,000.
Yeah.
So how do you feel you'll be able to put your viewpoint across and show authority on that court?
Well, I was a member of the Scottish Parliament for 4 years between 2003 and 2007. I was in the Parliament and I was able to articulate the views of people who are angry about injustices and inequities in Scotland, and I'm quite confident in my abilities to articulate the case, understand how students feel, I know what they want to see changed, and maybe this is just the first snows of spring where we say St Andrews, like it's done so many times in its history, takes the lead, that the message resoundingly clear from this election, the students are not having this anymore, that it's time to turn around the way education is funded. I mean, for example, we don't fund the health service the way we fund education. You don't pay for the health services out your tax and then have to pay another £9,000 for an operation or a course of treatment, and quite rightly so. You don't have to pay for the fire service or the police service like that, where you're paying once and you're paying again. It's not right. It should be addressed, and I believe that St Andrews could, like it's doing with its ethical investment policy, it's leading the way. It's pioneering, it's championing a cause, and quite rightly too. We can do so the same on student fees and costs of a university education.
So if you were to be elected rector,
mm-hmm.
What would be the first thing that you'd like to do?
Well, I think if I'm elected as the rector, then I think the first thing I'll do is I'll be answering the questions around about the country of why have students voted for Colin Fox, why have they elected somebody opposed to these fees, etc. And I suspect they'll be doing a lot more media interviews like this, and quite rightly so. So I think the first job the rector has to do is to link up with other rectors, other universities, other students' groups, you know, to say, right, how do we turn this around? And people say to me, I think the most common question is, that's never going to happen. You know, these are embedded, these are concretised, we started with loans, then we come top-up fees, now we've got 9,000 fees, the wind is against us. And I simply point, 3 years ago I pointed to the election of Barack Obama, the first ever black president who turned things around. Now here we are 3 years later and we point in the direction of the Arab Spring, where dictators and tyrants have fallen because people have reached the end of their tether in those countries, in the same way students have reached the end of their tether and say, no, this has got to end now, we've got to turn this round, and we've got to modernise the educational funding in this country, which takes it to a system that's fair, that's just, and above all, widens access to one of the best university educations you can get.
And finally, if you were to be elected, you would be the rector that's
in 600 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the 600th centenary.
That's right.
Is that part of the appeal for you?
No, I mean, I never knew about it until a few days ago. I mean, I know students and academics are debating as to when actually the 600th university, you know, anniversary falls, right? It didn't dawn on me, but I think it's therefore an enormous privilege, an enormous responsibility that we go into the 700th century on a far better footing than perhaps we've been in the last 50 years as far as the funding and students' indebtedness and the, you know, the greater university experience that students have. I mean, I can't help but look back at my university education in the 1980s at the University of Strathclyde, and I've seen a much more holistic university education. I was in the Athletic Society at Strathclyde University. I was encouraged to participate in different societies and groups. Time was afforded me. I wasn't rushing, as students are today, from tutorial to lecture to a shift at McDonald's or a shift at Starbucks to pay back some of the terrible debts I have. And that's at the expense of getting to know other students better, of participating in other societies, of taking a wider holistic view of the world while I'm here in a, you know, an enlightened and academic and educational aura and context. And I think that's to its detriment. I think that regard, at least, university degree was far more enjoyable than in the past than it is now, and I'd like to see that changed, reversed, so that the wider holistic experience, people look at their university years and go, I had a fantastic time. I wasn't worried sick about how I'd pay the gas bill, the food bill, my clothes to wear, how I'd buy books, how I'd pay back my fees. I think unfortunately that's too predominant now.